Sona, this was a very nice day today.
It was.
Because over here at our headquarters, we got this great gift, Tillamook ice cream. Yes. I'm a monster for ice cream. I know you are too.
I want to take a bath in it, and then I want to eat the bath.
Wait, what?
I want to like bathe in it, but then I want to eat it as I'm bathing in
it. Yeah, that's a simple concept. You made it much more complicated.
I know, I'm sorry.
Fill a bathtub with Tillamook ice cream. I will get in it, and then I will eat my way out.
Yes,
that's all you need to do.
There we go. Okay, yeah.
They have so many great, it's such good ice cream, and they have so many great flavors. I mean, just off the top of my head, I don't know. Birthday cake, caramel swirl, banana split, caramel toffee crunch, chocolate chip cookie dough. I think there's butter pecan, cookies and cream, French vanilla, chocolate peanut butter. Malted mousse shake, I think, is one. I can't remember too well. Mounted huckleberry, Tillamook mudslide, Marionberry pie, monster cookie, old fashioned vanilla, Rocky Road, Oregon dark cherry, waffle cone swirl, peppermint bark. I'm just going off memory here, but holiday sugar cookie, orange and cream. Anyway, so many great flavors and just incredible. You know, they really put, and they come in family size cartons.
Mm.
Also, you're in good hands with the Tillamook brand. They make over 200 different dairy products, and the brand is farmer owned and led by dairy experts. Find Tillamook ice cream near you at Tillamook.com. I'm going to spell it for you. That's how much I care about this product. Tillamook.com. Sona, how's your sock drawer looking?
It's messy. There's a lot of single socks.
Yep. I think it's time for a little spring cleaning.
Oh.
Check out Bombas. Once you try a pair, you'll never look at socks the same way again. I should know. I like my Bombas. Their spring collection has new garden party socks that bring the party to your feet. My feet have never been to a party. They've
so
got
sad.
Stripes and florals and new vintagey colored rib socks. You know, when I'm wearing Bombas, I feel like my feet are being caressed
okay. And
cared for in a way they never have been in my life.
Hmm.
Get comfy this spring and give back with Bombas. Head over to bombas.com/Conan and use code Conan for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/Conan and use code Conan at checkout.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, Alex. Welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan.
Hello.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing great.
Hi, Sona.
Hi.
Nice to see you. How's it going?
Not too bad. It's beautiful California weather. Won't have that for a while.
You're in California right now?
Yeah.
You're in Palm Springs.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you hang out mostly, in Palm Springs, or are you just visiting?
No, not at all. My uncle lives here, so we had Thanksgiving here.
Oh.
So it's a big family reunion.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So where do you mostly spend your time?
Leadville, Colorado.
Oh.
Tiny little mountain town, but I'm not home much.
Very nice.
I change out my suitcase a couple times a year there. So.
Where do you spend most of your time?
Well, I work seasonal jobs. The last year I was in Antarctica, before that in Africa. I'm about to go back to Antarctica for about a year. So,
wait a
all
minute.
Over.
I want to hear about this because I'm very intrigued by Antarctica. What do you do in Antarctica?
I was a janitor on a research base there at McMurdo. It's like the largest base down there. There's about 500 to 1,000 people in the summer, about 100 for the winter. But.
Oh my God. So it's deserted in the winter, practically.
Yeah, and it's dark too.
Have you been there during the winter?
No, I'm about to go back for my first winter. I'm really excited. Like, it's gonna get
You're
weird.
You're gonna spend a winter in Antarctica.
Yeah, it's gonna get
now,
weird.
Now, first of all, it's gonna be really weird. And you're gonna be spending it on a base. And all I can think about is that movie.
Oh, The Thing.
The Thing that
yeah,
takes place,
yeah.
I think, in Antarctica. And man, is it, it's such an intense environment. How are you worried about going to Antarctica for the winter?
I mean, yes and no, I'm more excited. I'm glad I did a summer first because I don't think, you know, like it's a lot. It's a different world, but I'm ready for it. I'm excited.
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. Just tell us what life is like on the base. You work as a custodian. Is that what you say?
Yes, a master of the custodial arts. Yeah. Or a janitor.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
I mean, Antarctica itself is like 1.5 times the size of the U.S. And there's like about 50 bases, about 15 different countries. They're all very, very spread out. So none of them are, you know, you can't like visit any of the other ones really. But McMurdo is the largest one. It's American based because they have a lot of field camps, a lot of research out and about. But life on the base is, I don't know. I mean, it's a lot of work. Like, you're there to work. So that's, I guess, the only downside.
You're there to work, but are you living in are you living in barracks? Are you living in dorms?
Yeah.
Where are you living?
Yeah. I mean, they're more or less dorms. So like part of the Antarctic Treaty is like leave no trace. So everything has to be semi-permanent. And then, you know, not taking up as much space just for heating purposes. I mean, I guess a lot of purposes, just building as well. So yeah, it is kind of like college style dorms. Like everyone has a roommate. And then like bathrooms down the hall. Yeah, it's very dorm style.
And, how do they give you any kind of testing or psychological testing? 'Cause I think I would go insane. I'm pretty certain that if you put me in the winter in Antarctica with, you know, 50 other people in dorm style living, I would be the one that snaps, and I would snap very quickly within half an hour of the helicopter leaving.
Half
I would
an
snap.
Hour.
I would, it would be about half an hour, maybe, you know, I'm going to say 35 minutes.
Yeah. You would become the thing.
I would be the thing. Yeah. It would be about Conan.
True story.
Going from place to place, just doing bits. I'm driving people crazy.
I mean, I think it'd be entertaining at least. So what is that?
For a while. And then I'd just be crying and I'd go insane. What do they do to make sure that you don't lose your mind?
No, there's a lot of testing. I mean, it's mostly like health testing, you know, physical, like dental. I think it's a bit of psychological. There's not like, you know, they're not showing you the photos of the like pictures, what you imagine, any of that.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, that's why they want you to do a summer first when they can get you out if you do go a little crazy. But it's more the like physical background and stuff. They just want to make sure that you never have to go to a doctor. There's nothing that's like would be wrong because you would be stuck down there, you know, say like a gallbladder scan or if any like stuff like that comes up or like your wisdom teeth out.
But if something, I mean, sometimes things just happen. They do have a way to get you out of there if they need to, right?
I hope so. Yeah, I mean,
this sounds to me. This sounds to me. I don't know. They can test you for so much, but sometimes things just happen.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
I take care of myself, and I routinely, you know, take care of my body, and I have things checked, but I'd say about, I don't know, every 3 or 4 months, I have major organ failure. And it's just something that happens when someone hits my age. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I'm resuscitated constantly. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like you could fall and break your leg. I think there was like a sort of evacuation a few years ago. I mean, I just have to be careful. And I guess, you know, the better chances, if you're healthier going in, the better chances you'll come out healthy, I guess.
Do you ever go outside when you're there in the dead of winter, or you're not allowed to?
Oh, you can go outside. Like in the summer, there's all kinds of hikes and stuff. It's beautiful around.
I'm fascinated with the winter. The winter is what fascinates me. If you go out now, first of all, I don't know, and this is a dark joke. I don't mean it to be, but with global warming, I don't know if it's like 55 in the winter there now.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but it must be terribly cold.
Yeah, no, it's really cold. I was checking the weather there this week. When it's light out, it ranges from like 15 to 20 degrees. That's during the summer. I mean, I know like the coldest temperatures on Earth are in the winter, but it feels nice. It's dry heat or hot, dry cold, I guess. So it doesn't feel like, you know, that like when it's humid, it's a different kind of cold, but it's the wind that'll really get you. And in the winter, you are
mostly
inside.
I also think
inside.
It's Antarctica that'll really get you.
Yeah, that's fair. You got
it's
me the wind. There.
No, it's Antarctica. It's at the bottom of the planet.
Yeah, you got me there.
It gets
there.
No heat. Yeah. Wow.
No, you should stay in Palm Springs.
It's pretty nice here.
Blows my mind.
What's with you and your polar opposites? Can't you just find a nice temperate zone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why can't you just go hang out in, you know, I don't know,
Colorado?
Kentucky for a little bit? You know, just pick some.
Well, I mean, I think Antarctica over Kentucky.
I'm sorry. Kentucky was... I want to stick up for Kentucky here. Birthplace of Lincoln. I mean, you know, Illinois claims that. But anyway.
Is that true? Is that right?
Kentucky? He was born in Kentucky.
I just think of like, whiskey or is
And then his family moved.
Bourbon.
Yeah, bourbon.
Yeah, that's where my head went.
Here?
That's where he spent most of his life, was in Illinois.
Oh, okay. You know,
yeah, so two separate conversations going on here. Lincoln and bourbon. And I'm happy where I am.
Hey, speaking of bourbon, when people are forced to live in a very cold, secluded environment, many of them turn to alcohol.
Yeah.
How do they keep that on control at the base?
It is rationed. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
And how is it rationed? How much alcohol do you get, let's say, a week?
You can have, like, you get like 3 points. This house was in the summer. So like a point, I'll get you like a bottle of wine or a 6-pack of beer. So yeah. So like
3 points.
Yeah.
I can't, that's a,
how do you get a point?
Well, you get,
like you, a point. No, you get 3 a week.
Yeah.
You get
that's like your ration.
Oh, I'm explaining to you. Automatically get it.
Yeah. Yeah. You get 3 points, and then a point would be a bottle of wine or like a 6-pack of beer.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So can you save up your points and then just go on a bet?
That's what I would, I mean, that's what I would do.
Technically you could. You couldn't save your points. You still have to spend them that week, but you could like stash what you got with your points.
Hey, quick question. Can you buy meth with your points?
And how many points?
And how many points is it?
Yeah. I haven't found the guy down there yet for the meth.
Just ask. Oh, trust me. He will. You'll know him when you see him.
He'll find you.
Yeah. You know, we have to go through like the dental checks. So you think he'd be easier to pick out, but
yeah, he'll be someone who will not be having a dental emergency because he has no teeth.
I'll find him.
The guy to look out for.
Yeah.
Keep my eye out. He only eats snowballs.
These are delicious.
That's your meth voice. I like the meth voice.
So, I'm learning a lot. I'm learning a lot about Antarctica. Hey, you know, you seem like an interesting person, Alex. You seem to have this compulsion to go to these really, faraway places that no one else would ever go to. And I applaud that. I think it's very cool.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, you only live once. And like, especially after COVID, it was like, if the world could end.
Right.
But
I'm tired of being in isolation.
Yeah.
I want to go to Antarctica.
Well, I went during
and live in a cement army base.
I did my isolation differently.
Your response to COVID is hilarious to me. It's absolutely hilarious.
Well,
I can't take it anymore.
Original response to COVID is, I went, like, after initial lockdown, I went and I started searching abroad where I could go. And Tanzania is the only country that wasn't shut down. They just denied it completely. And they had, really good prices for the Serengeti, for, like, the wildebeest migration, for climbing Kilimanjaro. So I went there for 3 weeks.
So it's not that they didn't have COVID. Yeah. It's that they just didn't accept that COVID
was real. No, I landed.
And you went there.
I landed, and I landed in Tanzania and got off the plane, and they were like, you can take your mask off. There's no COVID here. And I was like, all right. Like, that's not how it works.
So how'd that work out for you? Did you ever get COVID when you were in Tanzania?
I did.
It's only a matter of time until your check engine light comes on, which could equal an expensive repair bill, and a new engine can cost up to $6,000.
Don't I know it?
But this is why you need this product I'm about to mention right now.
Okay.
CarShield. Mm. CarShield offers plans with low monthly rates that you can pay for your expensive repairs on your out-of-warranty car, truck, or SUV. It's so nice to have that protection of CarShield.
I know.
I believe. That's my belief. Some people have other beliefs, maybe religious beliefs. I think CarShield. CarShield plans provide protection on up to 5,000 major parts and systems, including items like transmission, engine, even your entertainment system. Mm. Just call CarShield and choose the mechanic to do the work. CarShield administrators will handle the rest and save you money. Look, I saw your car today. You've got a beautiful car, but you've got to haul your family around in this car. This is a vital piece of machinery for you. You need CarShield.
I do. And, I don't take care of my cars very well. So CarShield, it would definitely come in.
And also with their A rating from the BBB, don't ask me, CarShield is the name you can trust to save you money on covered auto repairs. Now's the time to make the smart choice to protect yourself from the sky-high auto repair bills. Visit CarShield.com/Conan. Save 20% today. Again, That's carshield.com/Conan to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Conan to lock in your price today. I gotta say, everywhere I go, people are talking about Monopoly Go. And for good reason. It's an absolute hit!
Yeah. I love Monopoly.
People love Monopoly. And look, Monopoly's been around for a very long time. It's one of the oldest board games ever, okay?
Okay.
But lately, I walk around and I just hear like, Monopoly Go, Monopoly Go, Monopoly Go. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? What are you guys talking about? And they say, we're playing Monopoly Go. You can play it with your family, your friends. It's a straight delight. There's always something new to do. Partner events where you can build on each other's boards and crazy tournaments with team events you can recruit your friends for, or you can just compete to outdo them all on the leaderboards. Mm. And when you're not messing with your family and friends, Monopoly Go is always throwing new stuff at you. They have taken Monopoly to the next level. I didn't think Monopoly had to go to the next level, but they did. There's timed events like massive multipliers for all your winnings and challenges like treasure hunts or money sprees that have fun new mini games. Plus, with tons of rewards to collect, like stickers for trading with friends and hilarious emojis that are perfect for gloating, there's always a reason to dip back in.
Yeah.
Man, they cracked it, you know?
They did.
So join the fun. Download Monopoly Go now free on the App Store and Google Play. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT. Now ADT professionally installs Google Nest products so your home is safe and smart. You can check in on your home and manage your security systems from virtually anywhere. Google Nest cams can tell the difference between a person, an animal, a vehicle, or with the Nest doorbell, even a package. You can know that there's a package out there.
I know.
And not a person.
You don't have to that do helps. Anything.
Yeah, sometimes a person rings the doorbell and I think it's a package. Anyway. And with Nest Aware as part of your monthly ADT service, you can get 30 days of event video history, even smarter notifications like when a familiar or unfamiliar face is seen. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. You can view video of an alarm event and verify or cancel an alarm with just a tap. I'm always setting off alarms accidentally. This is helpful for me.
Oh, good.
When the most trusted name in home security adds the intelligence of Google, well, you got a home with no worries. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Google, Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are trademarks of Google LLC. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. This is unbelievable. I've been talking about this idea for years.
I know. I want you to explain it more.
I can.
Okay.
With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. I had this idea years ago. I was telling people, no one listened to me. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems. Remember when I said that?
Yeah.
Because you've got one unified business management suite.
Said that.
Yeah. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math, man.
Yeah.
See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Conan, netsuite.com/Conan. I'm going to say it one more time just for emphasis, netsuite.com/Conan. We just had a very unusual reaction to, yes, I got COVID. Biggest laugh of the year.
Did everybody get COVID? I mean, eventually, I think. Yeah, exactly. I never got COVID.
I technically have still not had it, though. Who knows if I did.
You haven't either, Eduardo?
Yeah. I just feel like putting that out there, I'm going to get it now.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, I'm not going to go chasing it down like you did. But
it still took like 9 months for me to get it that way, chasing it down.
You went to the home of it.
Yeah. You went to the one place that denied it existed. Just so you could get it.
I just didn't want life after lockdown. You know, I was...
Yeah. Listen, please. I am not questioning any of your choices.
Thanks.
What I am going to ask you is, what else is on the list? I mean, besides Antarctica, what else is on the list?
I really want to do a riverboat cruise across the Congo. I think that's what I'll probably do, the Congo River. I did the Amazon a few years ago for like a couple of weeks sailing into, well, it's not sailing, it's like a motorboat into Iquitos in the Amazon. And I want to do the same thing on the Congo River from Goma to Kinshasa.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Do you do all this yourself or do you go with friends or family?
I usually go alone. I have like a lot of friends, I mean, that I've met from all over the world as well. But no, I like traveling alone. It's, you know, it's no, but I guess it's, I haven't found anyone that'll do what I do either. So there's that. You know, yeah, anyone.
When you say I'm off to Antarctica, you have to go alone.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's people in Antarctica. Some of the other ones, I guess, are a little harder to find someone to jump on a boat in the Congo with me.
Alex, you have a pretty interesting question for Conan. Do you want to ask it?
Yes. I was just curious, of all the Disney princesses, which one you identify with the most?
Oh, that's a really good question. I am terrible at knowing who the Disney princesses are. Oof. And I've experienced this because when my daughter was younger, we took her to Disney World and she loved that whole Disney World. And I just didn't know. I didn't know who was who, I have to say. I know my first ladies of the United States better than I know any Disney princess. So, I mean, I honestly don't know who they are.
You might be Ariel the mermaid, not like, just because of the red flowing hair.
I was thinking Elsa from Frozen.
Oh.
He likes the cold.
But Ariel has that rebellious spirit.
Yes, that's like me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And also, she turns from a fish.
Well, a mermaid.
A mermaid.
Yeah, but her lower part of her body turns from fish to woman.
Well, she becomes a mermaid to human.
What's that?
Yeah. Say she becomes from a fish to a human. She's a mermaid.
Her bottom half is a fish.
And then she turns
mermaid.
Into, she gets her legs.
Right. Well, it took me a while for me to get my legs. And then, man, did I get some long legs.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You know, like, I don't know.
I don't know.
What?
When she first asked this question, I really thought Ilsa, because you would like to isolate yourself in an ice castle.
Well, there's always Rapunzel, and you could have, you know, you could sneak boys over and they can climb up your hair, you know, in the
tower. I'd love to sneak some boys over. What are you talking about? I don't know. I haven't. Well, Matt, you're an expert on all things Disney. Rattle off all the princesses.
I'm not. Well, let's start in the beginning. There's Snow White. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what order it goes, but Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty. Mm-hmm. Then we get into like, who am I missing? Belle, Ariel, Jasmine.
Oh, for a guy. Oh,
Belle.
For
you,
a guy.
You're a reader.
For a guy who starts off saying, well, I can't really.
Alice
anyway.
In Wonderland.
That's because I'm a red-blooded American child.
Which one is Belle? Belle is Beauty
Belle
and the Beast.
Is Beauty and the Beast. She's a reader.
Right.
She just wants to read all the time. Her dad goes to the castle and is captured by the Beast, and then she goes and saves him and like.
But also, Belle is able to look past the surface of people to see their inner beauty.
Oh, yeah, so that won't work.
That's me all over.
Huh. What do you
that's
mean?
That's me all over.
How so?
I don't know.
I look past everyone's physical flaws and I just see the inner beauty.
Okay, no, he's not Belle.
No, he's not Belle.
Is there a Cinderella princess?
Oh, maybe that's the way to head. Yeah.
There's that character from Brave that's Irish.
Oh, that's right.
Merida. You're Merida.
I'm Merida.
Yeah, because she's kind of fidgety.
Is she? She's Scottish.
Yeah.
She's not Irish. She's Scottish. That's Scottish. Okay.
That's close enough, though.
Tomato, tomato.
Close enough. That's going to go over really well.
No, there's going to be a Disney army coming after us. That's why, again, I think Ilsa, because she was kind of a villain.
Mm. All right. Well, I throw this to them because I don't know my Disney princesses.
Alex, do you have a suggestion?
No, I mean, I'm just trying to think of all of the princesses. I mean, I guess like Ariel. Well, there's Cinderella, Pocahontas.
Oh yeah, Maleficent.
Was she a princess though?
Oh. For your purposes, yeah. But don't worry about it.
Right, Maleficent. Yeah, she sounds more up my. Yeah, she intends people great harm. Yes,
I think so.
Yes.
Is that she from Sleeping Beauty?
Maleficent. Was she Snow White?
She's the mistress of evil.
Okay, that makes sense.
She's what?
No,
she's
the
mistress of evil.
Snow White. I think she's
Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah, Sleeping Beauty.
All right, well, listen.
That's a lot of princesses.
I could talk about
Disney princesses over here.
I know.
You know, the good news is, Alex, you're going to have a lot of time to figure this one out. Because you're leaving. When do you leave for Antarctica? How soon?
Saturday.
So you're going to go from Palm Springs to winter in Antarctica.
It'll be summer for a couple months.
This is going to be an incredible whiplash for you.
Yeah,
this is like that guy last week that would go from the sauna to the freezing water.
I know. This is going to be an intense change for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, will you be able to listen to our podcast when you're down there?
It takes we don't have internet down there. We do, but it's like, remember, like AOL, like plug in, like dial up.
Can you watch porn properly?
Not properly. Yeah. No, I mean, you can download it and bring it down there.
Porn
is meant to be watched improperly.
That's
fine. Listen, there's always a way, Alex. Yeah, there's always a way.
You like download it at night and it'll, you know, it's kind of like a Napster file. It'll take a couple days, like old school internet.
You better hope it's one you like.
I know.
I'll probably have somebody save it and bring it down in like January or whatever.
Ooh, secondhand?
I love that we figured out a way how to watch pornography effectively on an Antarctic base.
You got to be thrifty.
Hard drive.
Yeah.
Hey, USB drive.
Yeah.
Can I ask a quick question? Did you guys ever hook up down there? Anybody get anything?
Oh, yeah.
It is like college.
You'll be porn down there.
Hey.
Well, that guy-to-girl ratio is pretty high, so it's very...
That's not frowned upon then. People accept that that's what happens.
I mean, we're all adults, right? Or most of us, I guess. There aren't any children allowed down there.
I'm still incredibly immature about these things.
Yeah.
Things might get a boiling when you're down there.
Some live porn.
That pot may come to a simmer.
The real reason for climate change is you guys are melting the ice caps.
What an unsexy way to talk about it. Oh, God.
Boiling.
That's incredible. All right. Well, hey, maybe I'll be coming down there to join you guys.
Please. You'll kill it.
I want to get my freak on.
That's the reason you come.
I'm going to show up with a... They'll say, like, did you bring a parka? No, I brought a velour shirt.
Lots of condoms.
A red velour shirt. six points of that cologne that Tracy Morgan.
Jupe.
And 800 condoms.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what I'm coming down with.
800?
Have anything else in your suit?
No, I have nothing else. I don't have a toothbrush. So I'll be hanging out with meth mouth pretty soon. And
in Antarctic news, 100 scientists set off into the wilderness with no provisions to mysteriously avoid
the velour shirted creep who had taken over the base. Matt, we definitely have to do a remake of The Thing, which is me in a velour shirt coming on to everybody, men and women.
Oh, God.
Wearing too much cologne, and everybody is trying to kill me.
Oh, can we get Kurt Russell to do that?
Oh, trust me.
Amazing.
I will talk to Kurt, and he will be on board.
Oh, heaven.
Hey, Alex, it was really fun talking to you. And
you as
in
well.
All sincerity, be safe down there. And I do admire your adventuring and adventurous spirit. I think it's really cool and enviable. And I wish you safe travels.
Thank you. It was very nice to meet y'all.
All right, we'll see you later.
Bye.
All right, see you later. Bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaert. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.